Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across the region is quite pleasant today. Tel Aviv is enjoying clear skies with a light breeze. Jerusalem is experiencing a mild morning with some cloud cover. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly. It's a good day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, Iran has declared that the current round of talks might be the last with the U.S. This comes on day 44 of the ongoing conflict, with reports of IDF exchanging fire with Hezbollah in Bint Jael. Also, Ynet reports that both Trump and Iran have a vested interest in maintaining the fragile ceasefire. Analysis reveals that three rounds of direct talks have already taken place, with another round expected on Sunday morning. Also this hour, I-24 News reports that missiles were launched from Lebanon towards central Israel overnight. The IDF has disclosed it has dropped over 18,000 bombs and hit 4,000 targets during Operation Roaring Lion. Separately, Mariv quotes Netanyahu declaring that Israel has become a formidable regional and even global power. He states that the Iranian regime is desperately seeking a ceasefire due to internal conflicts. And finally, Israel Hayom reports that Vice President Vance announced the failure of talks with Iran, marking the end of discussions without an agreement, after a night of intense negotiations. Here's what people are saying online. Mark Dubowitz, a policy analyst, posted just minutes ago, urging caution against pursuing failed diplomatic approaches, emphasizing the importance of sticking to the final offer. Aviva Klompas, a Middle East commentator, noted earlier that Vice President J.D. Vance confirmed no deal was reached with Iran after they rejected U.S. terms. Meanwhile, Khalidi, a regional analyst, questioned the future of Iran's negotiation team following the breakdown in talks, speculating on their role in any upcoming discussions. Let's go deeper. Starting with the tense situation between Iran and the U.S., reports from Walla indicate that the latest negotiation round could be the last. This development highlights the severity of the diplomatic impasse as tensions remain high. The implications for regional stability are significant, with potential shifts in alliances and power dynamics. Turning to the military aspect, the missile launches from Lebanon, reported by I-24 News, come amidst Israel's extensive military campaign, Operation Roaring Lion. The operation's scale underscores Israel's strategic objective to neutralize perceived threats. The ongoing exchanges underscore the fragile security situation for civilians living in proximity to conflict zones. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's statements, as reported by Mariv, reflect Israel's growing confidence on the global stage. His remarks about Iran's internal strife suggest potential leverage in future negotiations. The outcome of these talks could redefine power structures in the Middle East, impacting both diplomatic and military strategies. In financial news, first, CTEC reports that food delivery startup HAT has raised $20 million at a $100 million valuation. The company aims to challenge Wolt in Tel Aviv, expanding its reach in a key market. Separately, Globes reports that restrictions on flights departing Israel will be eased. Starting midnight on Sunday, up to 100 passengers will be allowed on each flight from Ben-Gurion Airport, signaling a gradual return to normalcy. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals a historic regulatory shift. New rules will allow apartment owners to generate additional income by replacing polluting generators. This move by the Ministry of Energy and Infrastructure marks a significant step towards sustainable urban living. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.